The cruise industry has taken a wait-and-see attitude and hoping for the best where future Cuba itineraries are concerned. Over the past year, Cuba has become a hotspot for cruisers after travel restrictions were loosened. But this week's announcement by the Trump administration that additional restrictions will again be put into place could have a major impact on the industry. So far, no itinerary changes are planned. And Norwegian Cruise Line is building a state-of-the-art training center in the Philippines. Once completed, the 200,000-square-foot facility will feature replica staterooms, a galley, a floor of the casino, and full-service bar. NCL says this will help reduce the amount of training on board. And finally, the Port of Seattle is celebrating its 20th anniversary this week by welcoming the first ship of the 2019 season, Celebrity Eclipse. Last year was a record-breaking one for Seattle, which welcomed 1.1 million cruisers, and they're expecting to top that this year as they're hosting three of the biggest ships on the West Coast, Norwegian Bliss, Norwegian Joy, and Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.